Sonoma County is still working to expand access to coronavirus vaccines, and there is a pop-up clinic coming up this Thursday at Exchange Bank in Roseland. Joining us on the KSRO Live line is Wendy Young. She's the Executive Director of the Sonoma County Medical Association, and then here in studio with us is Troy Sanderson. Troy is President and CEO of Exchange Bank. Welcome, both of you. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you,
Michelle. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. So, Troy, can you tell us why Exchange Bank is hosting this clinic on Thursday?
Well, we're happy at any point to step in and help the Sonoma County Medical Association. They've been friends and partners of ours forever, as well as Sonoma Media Group. And this is just too important not to roll up the sleeves and lend a hand however we can. And the way that we can do that is by hosting these clinics. As many as makes sense for us to host, we'll be out there to do that.
Yeah, and it is a prime location in Roseland. We know that the Latinx community has been underserved in terms of getting that vaccine out there. So tell us, where is the Exchange Bank in Roseland?
So this is our Dutton branch, and it's on the corner of Sebastopol Avenue and Dutton.
Okay. All right. Very good. And I also know Exchange Bank makes a point of supporting the community. You do this through the Doyle Scholarship, through all different kinds of ways. In the pandemic, people have had really tough financial situations. So,
they have.
So how are you helping people through this pandemic as we recover?
Well, you know, Exchange Bank is a cornerstone financial institution for Sonoma County. You know, we've been here since 1890. It's genetic to us to step up in these situations. We were, you know, here through the earthquake in 06 and a couple of world wars and wildfires and a previous pandemic, if you recall. So it's just simply what we do. So for us, the big thing that we've been able to really roll up our sleeves and help with through this has been the Payment Protection Plan program loans.
Mm-hmm.
We funded over 400 million loans in dollar amounts in total, over two different rollouts of that, and complete team effort with the entire bank. Built a program overnight, and have really been able to help and see the results of that help with our customers over this past year and a half.
Yeah.
It's been pretty amazing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, we know that sometimes people are reluctant to get shots. I got my shot. Daniel's had his shot. Troy, did you get vaccinated?
I did.
How was it? Was it easy?
It was incredibly easy. Yes, it was incredibly easy.
All right, good. Did it hurt when
Not
you got
at
the
all.
Shot? See, this giving blood is way more of a rigmarole than what this is. This is so easy. And for that, I want to talk to Wendy. Tell us just sort of the process of getting your vaccination when people go to this clinic on Thursday at Exchange Bank.
You know, I think, and I was listening to everyone you named off, and I think I vaccinated all of you.
Yeah.
The Medical Association vaccinated all of you, so I love that. And with that, I just want to say, like, this isn't a random pop-up clinic. We have vaccinated over 35,000 people in Sonoma County. And right now what we're doing is we're thinking outside the box and going to local businesses. And I appreciate, as Troy mentioned, Exchange Bank has been a partner of Sonoma County Medical Association for a few years now. And we're not doing this for them. We're doing this with them, and I appreciate that.
That's great.
The process, we've had so many people that came in, and we're at the Grace Pavilion every day right now. So if anyone's looking for a vaccine and the Thursday pop-up doesn't work, come see us at the Grace Pavilion. We're there Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 3 o'clock. And you can register online in advance at myturn.org. The process is so easy. We have it streamlined. It's not going to take you an hour to get your vaccine, but it's going to take you probably 30 minutes. You're going to park, walk in, register, get vaccinated. We're going to watch you for 15 minutes to make sure you don't have an adverse reaction, and off you go. And we schedule your second dose right there with you. However, we are doing Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson.
Great.
At the pop-up clinic and at the Grace Pavilion. So whichever is your poison, let us know.
All right. Don't say poison, though.
I know, right? Like, as that came out of my mouth, I knew it was wrong.
Oh, that's funny. But the Johnson & Johnson is nice because that's a one and done. So you wouldn't need to schedule another a shot appointment. So that's good. And what about the vaccines for children age 12 and up? How is that rollout going?
That's Pfizer. We do have it. I think it was a little slower than I thought it was going to be when it came out. But maybe parents are still waiting to see if the FDA approves it for general authorization versus the emergency use. I'm hoping that happens before July so that we can kind of reassure the parents that it's okay to vaccinate their kids before they go back to school in August. And we have already committed to the county that we will be at the Grace Pavilion and help vaccinate all of these kids and before school starts as well.
That's great. And both for the clinic on Thursday and at the Grace Pavilion, can people just walk up? Do they need to make an appointment?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Walk on in. We're waiting for you.
Great. And it doesn't cost anything, right?
Not a dime. And we don't even ask for insurance information. We don't ask for proof of residency. If you walk in and say you're looking for a vaccine, we check your ID just to make sure that you are who you say you are, but we're not checking to see if you're a resident or if you have insurance or if you have money.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah, we want to make it easy for people to get the vaccine. So if you're in the Roseland area on Thursday, if that's a good time for you, what are the hours for the clinic on Thursday at Exchange Bank?
They're 12 to 5.
12 to 5. Yeah. 12 to 5. All right, perfect. And again, Troy, where's the location?
So it's on the corner of Dutton and Sebastopol.
All right.
And I also want to let everyone know that there'll be Super Tacos taco truck out there.
Oh, nice.
As well as churros and donuts from Lola's.
Oh, wow. Yum.
And I also want to encourage anyone who would like to help support this effort. On our Exchange Bank website, exchangebank.com, you can go directly to that. Look for the Roll Up Your Sleeves direct link and make a donation. And for this week, anybody who makes a donation at that website, Exchange Bank will match that $4 to every dollar donated, up to $5,000.
That's amazing.
And you can also, if you don't want to get out of your car, go to the website, go directly to one of our drive-through and donate some cash. It helped this very, very important cause.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to take all of us working together to get through this pandemic. Thanks so much, Wendy, for joining us on the phone. You're doing great work.
Okay, thank you.
Wendy Young is the executive director of the Sonoma County Medical Association. And Troy Sanderson, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
President and CEO of Exchange Bank.